We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Monday morning to you. You found the Cook and Joe Show with Bob Pompeiani. Well, except there's no Joe here today. He's on vacation in my paradise, Marco Island, Florida. And there's no Pompeiani today. He's going to join me in studio tomorrow, but he's not with me today. It's Colony and Cook. Hello, Jim. Good morning.
Hi, Ron.
You got to fill the shoes of not one star, but two stars today.
You know, Starkey, maybe I could handle. Any of us that know Joe, the fact that the cash code today is horse is not lost on any of us. Filling Pompeiani's shoes, man, that's another thing entirely. But I'll do the best I can here.
So Joe is in my paradise, okay, in Marco Island. You know, he asked me for restaurant recommendations down there because I usually go there with my daughter once a year. Probably won't get there this year because Taylor's working in Seattle, of all places. So I give it to him. And you know how he says thanks? He sends a picture of himself sleeping, relaxing Saturday morning next to the pool with a message, "I'm having a hard time getting from here to the beach." He was passed out, sleeping.
Oh, man.
You know, I said, thanks a lot. I cursed at him. Haven't heard from him since.
Hey, that's the way to take advantage of a vacation. Get a lot of sleep, right?
He's taking advantage of it. And Pompeiani isn't here, in case anyone hasn't heard. Bob was able to lure, I would say, Jim the scoop, the coup of the early sports year by getting a sit-down yesterday with Ben Roethlisberger. It'll be his first public comments. I guess it's going to air on KDK TV 2 tonight at 6 and 11. So good for Bob. That's quite a coup.
Oh, it is. And it'll be interesting. I know you wrote your column about that today, what Ben might say. We'll find out for sure when he sits down with Bob at the early evening and then the late evening.
6 and 11, I guess they're going to run it.
Yeah, and so we have a good relationship with them, obviously. So I would imagine that we'll have access to that audio and we'll be able to play
and
that.
And he is supposed to speak to the entire media tomorrow after OTA, sometime around noon, 12:30, I guess. Going to be interesting to see. I want to talk a little later about what he might say. What a weekend it was in sports. We had a horse race, a second consecutive Triple Crown race where the winner wasn't the story. The winner wasn't the story in the first one in the Derby. And the winner this time, War of Will at the Preakness, wasn't the story. The Boat Express throws off his jockey, goes all the way around the track with no jockey, was actually competing for a while. It was the darndest thing. I'm at one of my hangouts in Cranberry, the Sports Grill, and no one's paying any attention to the race, really. There's nobody watching it. And all of a sudden you hear, look, look, the horse is going. Yeah. That's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Well, that jockey got in trouble at the Kentucky Derby when the horse got disqualified, the horse that actually won the race. So I guess that's a good way for the horse to make sure the jockey's not going to get the horse disqualified. You just lose the jockey.
Wow. We had a major golf tournament. Brooks Koepka makes it four titles and eight majors. You talk about unbelievable performance by him. We'll talk about that a little bit. Did you see the tweet that went viral with his girlfriend trying to kiss him before the round? He basically said, "Get away from me. I'm focused on the golf."
All business.
She did not look happy that he kind of brushed her off.
No, but she was happy and got plenty of kisses in the end.
She was happy at the end.
It was a happy ending, right?
You had a billionaire at Morehouse College giving the address, commencement address yesterday, offering to saying his family will pay off all of the student loans for the kids in the Morehouse College.
That's unbelievable.
$40 million. Where was he when I was at Northwestern?
I don't know, but could you imagine being a student that just graduated, you know, went someplace else, like Georgia Tech, right, or Georgia, someplace else, and then they've got huge student loans when they could have gone to Morehouse if they got accepted there and they chose not to go there, and they're going like, oh, man.
I saw a great tweet from Adam Schefter of ESPN. His colleague, Bob Lee, who to me is the journalist at ESPN, I've been on Outside the Lines with him on a number of occasions. He apparently is a Seton Hall grad of 76. He's giving the commencement address there today, and Schefter tweets out that he's probably not going to offer to pick up the student loans, though. So Bob Lee's a wealthy man, but I don't think he's going to pick up student loans. What a nice touch by, I guess, Robert F. Smith. He's a billionaire.
That's one of those things that, and no, not that any of us would do that if we had the chance, but that is one of those things I'd like to think that if I were in a position to do that much good for that many people, that I would do it.
And then you had the Garth Brooks concert Saturday night. Were you there?
I was not.
You
were
on hand. Not on hand.
I was here.
Yeah, I figure you'd get a backstage visit. Roethlisberger did you see his comments? I guess it was Friday before the show. I love Ben Roethlisberger. He's my guy. When I'm feeling down, I look in the mirror and pretend I'm Ben Roethlisberger. That's a little weird, isn't it? A little bit strange.
A little strange. You know,
apparently they're really good friends, obviously. Yeah.
There might have been a little bit of, I'm sure there was some good humor in that as well, but he's a huge Pittsburgh fan. He signed with the Pirates got one of those 7-day contracts to hang out in spring training. And the other thing he said on Friday is that he was grateful to the guys just treated him like one of the guys. It wasn't like he was a legendary, you know, country. Some of those guys must have been in awe of his presence, because there are a bunch of country fans on the team. But that they just, you know, they just kind of let him be one of the guys and showed respect in that manner, which I know he appreciated.
Well, you know, there were 75,000 there. They said it was the biggest event in Pittsburgh history. And did you see Mayor Peduto tweeted out, 0 arrests, 0 citations? Makes me kind of proud to be a Pittsburgher, because you'd expect at least a few incidents. 22 emergency service transfers, 75 emergency services treated on site. Almost all, according to Peduto, were heat-related.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Pittsburgh did a real nice job with 75,000 people.
Yeah. I would tend to think that with Garth Brooks it would be an older crowd. When the Chesney shows come around, that's a much younger crowd. Basically, they don't act like they've been there before.
Well, it was turned out to be a great weekend for the Pirates. That's where we're going to start. We're going to talk about their trip. Who would have ever thought they get blown out the first game in St. Louis, win 3 in a row, they lose a series against Arizona, win a game, lose 2, and then take 3 out of 4 from San Diego, losing the first one, winning the next 3, finishing 7-4. They're 24-20 now, Jim, and I got to say, I didn't see this coming, especially after Trevor Williams went down with his injury. You have a closer opening the game. I guess that would have been Saturday. You got another great performance Friday night from Lyles. Musgrove really good yesterday, and all Josh Bell did all weekend was hit, hit, and hit.
It's amazing.
You didn't see it coming, did you?
No, and we were talking about this at the end of the morning show, how dominant Bell has been without a whole lot of protection around him in the lineup. Now, I know Melky Cabrera obviously has been playing very well. And hitting very well. And don't know how long that can keep up. If they hadn't assigned, and I thought these were just like, okay, they got Melky Cabrera, they got Jordan Lyles. If these guys weren't here,
where would they be?
Yeah, it'd be more like I remember Neil Huntington made the comment one time, we should be 15-25, and that's probably about where they'd be if not for those guys.
Oh, I had a third guy they picked up, Liriano.
Yes.
Been outstanding. I'm thinking, he's at the end of the line. They're going to bring him back. You know, his ERA, I believe, now is down to 0.81. So you can say they missed on Gong. Certainly it looks that way. They missed on Chisenhall. They knew he had a history of being hurt. I don't even know when he comes back where he's going to play or who's going to go out, because the Reynolds kid is holding his own, and Cabrera's been great. So they missed on those two. But, man, the other three have just been dynamic.
Melky hasn't hurt them in the field either.
He gets to, I think Hurdle said, is he gets to everything he's supposed to get to. When he gets to it, he catches it.
And he doesn't screw up.
And he doesn't screw up.
And he knows where to throw. He's got a pretty good arm still. And he knows, you know, sometimes it's frustrating. I know that, you know, we don't have the athletic ability to do what these guys can do, and yet we know what base to throw to. We know how to think ahead. We know how to do all this stuff. Sometimes major leaguers don't do that, surprisingly. But Cabrera, he does. He does know. He gets himself in position to catch a ball, to make a throw. It's all good.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to delve deeper into the Pirates' latest win yesterday and get Jim's take on what he thinks is the most impressive part of this 11-game trip. And it just it's pretty unbelievable. Now we got a big start tomorrow night with Archer. I think it's huge. We got an undecided for Wednesday. I don't think it's going to be Mitch Keller, but I guess it could be. Those are kind of interesting games. Dead ahead. We'll talk about that next. In the meantime, I want to tell you, you can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan text line. That number is 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That's also the number to join our conversation, 412-928-9370. Do you believe in these Pirates? Are you starting to believe in these Pirates? Hey, it's a long season. I get it. They were actually much better at this point last year than they are now, and we know how a couple bad slides destroyed them. But the resilience of this team has just been amazing. 412-928-9370. We're coming to you from Seven Springs Mountain Resort. It's our annual trip up here. They always treat us like gold. It's a wonderful place. Stop by, say hello if you're in the area, or just stop by and enjoy all the amenities that Seven Springs has to offer. Colin and I will be right back on the Cook and Joe Show right after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.